breaking news.
Oh, hello. And welcome to the Cubicorn Games Podcast, live from the news desk.
Oh my god.
My name is Dustin Morbido. Joining me today to talk about the end of video games as we know it.
Fantastic.
Lorraine Morbido is here.
The news desk comes with a blanket. You've heard it here first.
I mean,
the newsroom is frigid.
There could be anything under the news desk, Lorraine. Anything you want.
Uh-huh.
Let your imagination run wild.
It does. Thank you for noticing.
Brian Lepper, what's under your news desk?
Oh, no.
That's you don't want to know.
Dustin, Valentine's
Cat girl
Day
paraphernalia.
Is weeks from now.
Kyle McGrath, how's your news desk doing?
I have a news desk. This isn't news.
That's the news, is that you have no news desk?
Wow.
Send news.
Send
no.
News.
No.
Black and white and red all over.
These nuts.
Anyway, we are going to talk about, we've convened an impromptu last minute edition of the podcast.
Last minute as of like a handful of hours ago.
To talk about the insane. Yeah, because this unfolded for me in two parts. Like I got up, when I check my phone, I have like some stock notifications.
Gross.
Just like so I swiped over one of the panes, and I was like, Activision's up like $20 today. That's weird. I didn't think anything of it. I was like, whatever. Stock market's made of by idiots for idiots, and nothing makes sense anymore anyway, so that's fine.
Hooray!
And then like
someone said, to the moon with diamond hands.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's like Elon Musk tweeted about playing Call of Duty last night and getting high, and then like all of a sudden...
how did that get there?
But then a little while later, I forget. It was on YouTube because there was a among the things that, you know, I have a lot of Destiny content that scrolls through my YouTube stuff, and it was a Paul Tassi video that was just like, oh, so Microsoft bought Activision today, and I was like, oh, all right, that seems fucked up. and yeah, to the tune of 70 million or 70 million 70 billion with a B, the B word,
bitch.
Microsoft is
so buying. Actually, I'm looking at a Wall Street Journal article that's saying it's approximating it at 75 billion.
Oh my god.
So there, and you had talked about how much the stock price went up. Their agreed upon price was 45% over their market close as of this past Friday, so it's like 95 a share. Basically they'll pay for the company if it's approved.
Jesus.
Which is, you know, there's so many thoughts I have about this, but the first one being that, like, that just about reclaimed all the value that the company lost from its rough peak of around $100. I think that was, like, mm-hmm. very early last year, very early 2021, like February-ish. When all the revelations came out that there has been horrible abuse behind the scenes at Activision Blizzard.
Weird.
For years and years and years. So it's amazing that, as you know, only in this fucking country, and by this country I mean everywhere, because America dictates the terms of the world still, for the most part, you can just fail upward infinitely. Mm-hmm. Like, all those guys, I assume, are gonna get enormous golden parachutes on their way out the door. It's basically been confirmed that, Bobby Kotick will be out of the company.
Darn.
It's near the time that acquisition completes. Like he basically said he'll stay on until the deal goes through, and then, like, you know, maybe a little more, just to, I don't know, hand people the fucking keys or whatever. but he's not going to be an ongoing part of the Microsoft organization.
Unfortunately, that living mound of just horrible cancer cells is going to have, like, probably a massive increase in his already enormous bank account.
Sure. I mean, I'm guessing his personal compensation, like, based on I could look up roughly how much of the company he owns at this point, but I'm sure his personal compensation will be to the tune of billions of dollars by himself. So, you know, that's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, despite once upon a time in the year 2006 threatening to have an assistant killed.
Yeah.
You know,
if I recall, like, I don't remember if that was even related to his own sexual harassment shit, or if it was, like, just another separate thing, but,
it was just, you know, It was just an indictment of his character related to all of this shit.
Yeah, but Bobby Kotick is terrible, and even for like for outside of the reasons that like that, like obviously, you know, Microsoft is very superficially conscious about their image, like not in terms of like really doing anything significant good in the world necessarily, but they certainly want to appear to be doing positive things. I suspect that they would not have had him on for that reason, no matter what. But on top of that, I also really think that, like, from a business perspective, what they're going to do with all that Activision stuff, I suspect that Kotick's vision of how that company works will not gel with how Microsoft will end up running that corporation.
Mm.
Because everything, like, at the end of the day, discounting all his heinous behavior, Bobby Kotick was another fucking packaged goods, just like put it in a box and put it on store shelves every 12 months kind of guy. Like, mm-hmm. he wasn't necessarily taking that company beyond that to a very serious extent. In fact, like, I saw one of the things, one write-up, or it was in part of write-up, I don't know, I scrolled through a lot of articles before we got on here, that was pondering whether, you know, Overwatch 2 would be a thing at all in a world where Microsoft already owned Activision. Who knows, they could try to, like, retrofit, cancel that product and still, because it's still that game, I think, is still a bizarre, like, it's part of regular Overwatch, but not really, but, you know, they put the number 2 on it so they could put it in another box and get another Steam listing and, you know, shit like that. But I think there's a very real possibility when you talk about other fallout from this that that Call of Duty may no longer be an annual franchise. Like, they might shit can one of those, like, they'll put fucking Sledgehammer and Treyarch and whoever the hell else is making Call of Duty games these days into a pit and, you know, throw a broken beer bottle in there and be like, all right, guys, one of you gets to die today. Who's it gonna be?
You know, normal, sane things.
Right. Like, I just don't even, it's just such a large, it's the largest video game acquisition by far, in terms of just total money output to buy another corporation.
It creates such a weird position for, like, all of the Blizzard employees that have been just over time building momentum and kind of pushing towards unionization, because that's basically just, like, dead on arrival, shot in the fucking head. And, you know, beyond that, it's just, I don't know, there might be some good, like, the brands that come with ABK may end up having more substance over, you know, over, like, sequel, and have more complete releases, possibly. But,
yeah,
you know, that's a consumer benefit and not necessarily a worker benefit. Mm-hmm. So, like, everything that they've been fighting for the last, you know, year, it could just be lost with this transaction, which is harrowing, if true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they put out a the ABK workers, like, the movement within the company to unionize. They put out a statement on Twitter that I think was just like, hey, we're still fighting. And like you said, I'm not sure how, like, for as hard as it would have been to unionize parts of Activision Blizzard before this, like, I feel like it is significantly harder in a world where
it's Microsoft,
like, actually controlled by Microsoft, right? But, you know, I guess that remains to be seen at the end of the day. But on top of that, it's just I do think personally. Let me find here. There was one. So there was an IGN article that was just like basically just collected a bunch of people's reactions on, you know, Twitter and other public statements about the acquisition, and it was every single person who was already affiliated with a giant multinational corporation was like, we're so excited about the opportunities that this will make in the game space for blah 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 blah, and the handful of people that they pulled quotes from who are like smaller creators or or on the front lines of fighting for worker justice were like, this seems like shit. Like, Rami Ismail, one of the big indie guy his quote is basically exactly my reaction to this. Like, I was.
What is? I'm trying to remember what his. I know him.
He did Ridiculous Fishing and a Luftwaffe, whatever that name was, and a bunch of other stuff.
I know he's done a lot of stuff. I've seen him around.
But his quote about this was basically here. I'll read it here.
Do it.
Quote, part of me is just absolutely terrified that today's news basically comes down to Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard, giving Kotick and cronies a fuck ton of money thanks to consistent sexual harassment claims, dropping the stock far enough that there was an opening to acquire. And I like that. That was part of my initial reaction, was just like, how can you not read it as that?
Yeah.
That like
what happened.
So it's just like I just have no other reaction other than to be furious that just like years and years of bad behavior get rewarded with like nearly infinite financial gain. But on top of that, I do think that like you said, Brian, I think there will be short-term gains in some things for certain workers at Activision and potentially for the consumers of games. But long-term, I can't see this as anything other than...
absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's just going to be worse and worse and worse the more cemented that Microsoft's hold gets over the gaming space. Like, the more consolidated the industry gets, the worse it's going to be. And for Microsoft particularly, we saw that a lot. Like, at the start of the Xbox One era, when they were, you know, a much less powerful company than they are now, but relative to their chief competition, like, relative to Sony, they had basically kicked the shit out of them for over the 360 era. Like, you know, the PlayStation 3 was... it sold okay, but it just did not dominate that generation in the way that the Xbox 360 did, which was kind of amazing given that Microsoft, you know, had somewhat struggled to establish a foothold with the original Xbox. But coming into the Xbox One era originally, that was when they were at their worst of kind of everything, of like regressive actions towards consumers, where originally they were gonna, you know, they were doing the all digital thing. And at that time, again, because Sony was kind of on their back foot at that point, they were like, no, we'll still let you, like, own your games.
Right.
And Microsoft has shifted since then. Like, it took them basically the whole Xbox One era to kind of come off of that and become a little more accommodating to consumers because they had... the same thing had happened again. Like, they had actually lost a bunch of ground to the PS4 over that generation. But with the trajectory they're on now of, like... I mean, if they're willing to lay out $70 billion on Activision, like, what won't they buy? Like Kyle said earlier, so, I think in the text chat, like, their market cap is like $2 trillion. So Microsoft has functionally infinite money. Like, they can buy any other company that they want for the most part. Like, you know, save for like Apple or Amazon or Google or something like that. But as far as like creating an even more irony grip on the video game industry, like, they could buy Sony, they could buy Nintendo in a heartbeat, and like, I think the only thing really preventing those acquisitions for the most part is that they're foreign companies that like,
right,
I just suspect hopefully that the Japanese are not super stoked to sell out to some singular American corporation.
Yeah,
I mean, that even happened. Like, there was, I don't know if there was an offer made in dollars, but there was an offer made in like words in the original Xbox era of, like, they wanted to buy Nintendo. They were like, hey, what would it take?
They laughed at them.
And, you know, that didn't go through, probably for the same reason, probably just because Japanese companies generally do not want to sell themselves to like, large U.S. corporations. But, you know, but even that said, they don't even need to do that. Like, that's just, like, that would be an even more dramatic, like...
it'd just be a cherry on the
monocle
top.
Popping moments, like, that would surprise people if they did that. But, to dominate the video game industry and just and dictate the terms of like how much games cost, how they're going to be monetized at all, if everything is going to go on like a Game Pass like service, or if games are even sold individually anymore, what the average cost of games are, like, they're getting to a point where they can pretty much set the terms for
everything,
the whole industry, and everybody else will just kind of have to follow suit, because like, what are you going to do?
On the flip side of that, you know, it like, so I don't think at this point, I mean, it's different when it's the conversation of Microsoft buying, say, a Nintendo or a Sony, because at the time, then they would be trying to buy out a direct competitor, because at the time they were almost entirely just hardware. And so, like, them buying up this, like, this huge section of the software space, you know, the game, the actual games, is... not I guess, entirely crazy, because like they bought Bethesda, they bought some smaller studios, but they've never done anything big like this. So it's a little different than trying to go after, you know, say a Sony or a Nintendo for their, like, you know, hardware, because they're, you know, it's not a hardware company that also makes games. But there's also a possibility in the future that, because, you know, every time that, like, a huge acquisition like this happens, some of the smaller subsidiary studios or just some of the studios connected in general end up dying off. Mm-hmm. And those people usually will find their ways into making a new small studio. So if Microsoft wants to monopolize the major game publishers, then it may just, you know, end up becoming a reckoning for the big companies, where they kind of implode on themselves, as they've slowly been doing, because, you know, they have terrible work conditions and treat people like shit and all, and that whole can of worms. They could end up landing in a spot where the smaller companies, you know, your Iron Galaxies, mm-hmm. And kind of your Bungies, they're a mid-level studio relative to these other big guys.
Right.
Like, you could see them coming further to the forefront as the leaders of the market versus, you know, Activision, Blizzard, Ubisoft, or, you know, Activision, Ubisoft, EA, because those are kind of the big three right now. And if those three end up being further compromised than they already are, then their game quality is going to continue to diminish, and they're going to be a less important member of the, I guess, AAA space.
Yeah, and that's that's another thing. Like, even stepping away from some of the, like, truly apocalyptic doom and gloom type stuff, it's like, it will lead to a contraction of just, like, individual game products getting made on that scale, I think. Like, how could it not? Because, like, that, like, I could very much conceive of a world where, you know, Riot's got Valorant or whatever, and Blizzard's got Overwatch, and I could conceive of a world where, like, Microsoft leans on, I don't know, a Bethesda and says, like, hey, make us a class-based shooter to compete in that space. Like, maybe that's a project we want to take on. But, you know, now they just bought one of those among dozens of other properties that they own now. So they certainly have no incentive to create a project like that in the future. I think it'll be really interesting to see how much, if any, they start canceling projects or consolidating studios. Because I don't think it's a given one way or another. Like, I'll be really curious to see what they try to do on that front. This will be the same thing. Like, I know a lot of non-creative people are about to lose their jobs. Like, that'll be similar to the Fox acquisition of Disney, where, you know, they'll fire a bunch of middle managers they don't need anymore. They'll liquidate a bunch of people in positions like fucking accounting and shit. We're like, well, we don't need this many people to do this stuff because you're becoming just part of this larger organization. So that all sucks.
I mean, as much as it sucks that, like, people are losing their jobs, like, what the fuck is up with these bloated administrative ends of companies anyways, so, you know, shrug. It, like, middle managers are one of the biggest fucking pains in the ass that exist, so I no love lost there for me.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just like I said, it's just the lack of like the difference between, I mean, it's the end stage of capitalism. It's like
gross.
Like, once you pass the event horizon, there's no such thing as creating as using capital to make new investments. You just acquire other people's existing investments and keep shuffling the, you know, the piles of power and influence and fucking production around until six companies control everything. I just don't know, man. We'll see. Like I said, it's I was just reeling still, truly, from the whole thing. Like, I don't quite know what to make of it. Like part of me before we got on here, I wondered to myself, like, as has happened a lot, because I feel like Valve hasn't made any big moves kind of at all in the last couple years. Like, is this the thing that ultimately signs Steam's death certificate? Like, that, like, 5 or 10 years from now will be like, hey, remember when people gave a shit about Steam? That was weird. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't, but I feel like the way that Game Pass is going, like, they've made huge strides in people's public perception of that product.
Mm-hmm.
It's a product that people actually like, and it turns out that it is, in fact, on a ton of PCs. Like, if you run a Windows computer, you have access to, like, there's an Xbox app right there, and you can log in with your shit, and, you know, give them $15 a month or whatever, and play everything. And now that everything is probably going to include Overwatch and Call of Duty and, you know, maybe even some gimped up version of World of Warcraft. Like, who knows? Maybe they, like, keep running that game and take the subscription off of it and just put that under Game Pass, too. Like, fuck it. Like I said, I'm not making any predictions. I don't know for sure.
A lot of sense. Not many new people signing up for WoW.
Yeah, and I had seen that, too, that, like, WoW's numbers, I think it was a weirder metric than players. It was, like, their total search volume on Google or something. Of just, like, people querying about World of Warcraft was down, like, 44% year over year.
So, yeah, it's both that, I guess, online engagement is one part of it.
Mm.
That, and then also, they're just hemorrhaging players. Like, their daily active users is, like, their metric that they used. And it's just been, they've been bleeding
that,
out.
That doesn't surprise me one bit, like... That's kind of a separate conversation on this, but it's an interesting conversation to have about that game because, you know, WoW is like, it's lost players like some of you guys who used to play it who have moved on to other games like Destiny or Final Fantasy 14 or whatever. Like I feel like there are a lot of games that have been able to generate enthusiasm about their futures in a way that, like, and again, I've never been a WoW player, so, you know, I'm sure if there's some diehard, you know, WoW nut out there, they could come up with at least a few things that would refute this. But, like, I feel like in terms of just, like, looking at, like, waiting for announcements or headlines or just, like, the general sentiment of hype about a video game product, like, I haven't heard the words World of Warcraft spoken by, like, anyone who's not actively been playing that game for months and months and months in, like, fucking forever. Like I don't keep tabs on Final Fantasy 14 personally really either, but I did see, like, you know, fits and starts, like an article or two will pop up here or there about how much people really like the new expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Destiny will get, like, they announce Witch Queen, and even though, like, most people who play video games don't play Destiny, like, those the big trailer drops and stuff will get a little bit of traction just because it's a big game with a big announcement. But, like, and maybe that has maybe part of that also just has to do with the shitty toxicity that's been around Blizzard, like to some extent, people just don't want to talk about it as much, but, like, yeah, WoW itself feels game. Like a product that is beyond long in the tooth at this point.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so, it, like, and it's kind of... WoW hasn't really done anything to attract new players since, like, WoW or TB or WoW Classic or TBC Classic. Like, and those were, you know, short-lived endeavors that people went in and they played for, like, 2 or 3 months, and then when they had their fill, they stopped playing because, you know, why the fuck? And so, like, because I didn't know anything about WoW's latest expansion until, you know, I started paying some attention to the MMO space again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's been basically consensus that everyone that plays it is just flabbergasted by either mechanics or nonsensical story beats or, you know, just it's just insanity. It's like, you know, it's like, imagine Destiny's inconsistency with their story releases but without any good gameplay.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's like kind of like really fucking embarrassing.
Yeah. And people, for the record, people are very right about that. Like, they're like, I feel like it is like become a tradition of, like, once a week there is, like, one big Reddit thread on, like, the Destiny subreddit about how fucked the opening of Destiny still is. Mm-hmm. But it is very fucked up. Like, it is not a good onboarding experience, even a little bit.
That's a conundrum as old as time that no one has ever solved, and they probably never will. Like, the longer your MMO online game exists, the harder it is to get into, and the fewer players you have.
Sure, but at least games like
Destiny. There's no solution.
Yeah, but at least games like Destiny are like now that Destiny is truly free to play, where you can, without a credit card, download it and install it and start it. Like, that technical barrier to entry is at least gone. Like, WoW is still like, before you even log in, right, you still ultimately have to give them $15 or whatever the fuck it is these days.
There might be some free to play.
It was like a 2-week trial.
Okay. Which, like, oh boy.
I think there might even be like 0 to 60 is a free game, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't. I'm not going to speak to that one way or the other because I do not know.
Because I mean, I know with Final Fantasy 14, it's like for not currently because the latest expansion created such a boom that their servers have been at capacity since launch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that aside, they because they have, you know, it's A Realm Reborn, which is the base game, mm-hmm. and Heavensward are totally free. And, you know, you get like 30 days free to try it out. So it's like, you know, you spend $0 to go in and try the game for 30 days, which is plenty of time to hook, line, and sink someone. And there's a lot of content in those first two expansions to play. So it's like, even if you start paying the sub, like you can buy the one player or the one character sub, which is like $9 a month, and you can play that in perpetuity until you complete all the content in the base game in the first expansion, which is a much lower cost of, you know, functioning than World of Warcraft. Yeah. So it's like, you know, looking at the value proposition, it's like it costs you way less to just play Final Fantasy 14. And it's, you know, you don't hear the community literally like just screaming bloody murder over something shitty that happened in the game or around the game's development every day.
Sure. Well, thinking about that more, even like. Like I'm thinking about, like, I'm running back through like my own mental like history of games in the PC space specifically, uh-huh. from, you know, like, let's say the late 1980s to today. Like at this point, Microsoft owns almost all of the giant, enormous games that were on PC, like that were seminal tentpoles on that platform. Like they own id now. They've got Doom and fucking Wolfenstein and Quake and all that shit. They own Blizzard, so they've got, you know, Diablo, StarCraft, World of Warcraft, like
they have Bethesda, they already owned Fallout.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. They like the Fallout franchise. Like, it's really wild that like Microsoft, like that would be like almost like if one single Japanese company owned all of Nintendo stuff and all of Sony stuff, and maybe even like a Konami or a Capcom there. Like, they have so much, they literally control so much of the legacy of like one whole sector of the video game history that, like, it's kind of staggering. It's a
right. It would be like a Japanese company owning Square Enix, Capcom, Sega, Nintendo, like everything that just came to be in the early '90s.
Think of every Japanese company you could think of, and like smush like at least 70% of them into one corporation, and that's basically what Microsoft is now.
Right. It's absolutely insane.
Like, it's just nuts.
Yeah, so I mean, my takeaway on all this is like, things are going to get worse and then they might get better. Yeah. You know?
And you know, I'm not going to hold my fucking breath, but it's absolutely technically possible that the FTC straight up blocks this merger. Like, I fucking doubt it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
But it yeah, could happen. Like, it's like in the same way that, you know, I could be struck by lightning tomorrow. Yeah, it could happen. Yeah, but is it likely? Oh, probably not.
I don't know. I mean, I also like, are they gonna, is this transfer going to be able to happen while they're under investigation and being sued by the state of California?
You know? And I'm not sure how much.
Maybe it has to be held until that's done.
Right. I'm not sure how much of the timeline accounts for that, too, because one of the other articles I saw cited that, like, they expected this deal to close, like, mid-2023.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm sure that has maybe something to do with that legal action, and I'm sure it has a lot to do with, like, that's probably roughly the timeline for a regulatory approval of this magnitude. Like, I don't really know the details of that either. Like, I'm sure it fucking takes a while because the government is slow.
I mean, in this case, the government being slow is a good thing because, like,
sure. Like, I'm not saying that right that they should be faster necessarily, but these days it's more like I said, I don't know. It's like watching someone poop on your face in slow motion. It's like I feel like I pretty much know the outcome is that my eyeballs are going to be filled with shit, but like now I have to wait longer to eventually wash the shit out of them.
Man. There's like hours of things to say about this, but I'm kind of stretched on it right now.
Kyle, do you have any other just random observations or thoughts that you?
And are we really surprised? Does this surprise any of us?
Absolutely not.
Okay, this is the arc we've been on since we've been born. There will be six major companies in America, and go to the Mayans working for one of them.
Yeah, I guess. I am surprised in this instance by like how abrupt this was, though. Like, mm-hmm. I'll say that. Because, like, apparently the timeline this afternoon was, like, there was some article published somewhere, I forget which, like, where it went up, that was, like, Microsoft in talks to buy Activision, and then, like, yeah, within an hour or two, they just straight up announced that the deal was, like, agreed to.
Yeah.
Oh? Like, I'm a little shocked that, like, if this had been in the works for a while, which, like, some sources I saw said that, like, that this was before even all the Activision Blizzard stuff dropped. I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but, you know, at least someone stated that it was. But, like, I'm a little surprised we didn't hear any more rumblings about it before. Just like, oh, it's just happened. It's just done now.
Yeah.
Because usually that stuff, like, you know, you hear, like, somebody will say a rumor mill, like,
yeah,
an executive told, you know, drunkenly told their secretary who told, you know, their boyfriend that company X is called company Y.
Who called Jason Schreier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that part, at least, like this, the nature of this specific announcement and how quickly it landed was pretty surprising, I'll say that. But yeah, in terms of, like, all companies consolidating into one viscous mass of money, like, yeah, I suppose that is not surprising considering the world we live in these days.
Like entropy, but, you know, for companies. Contemporary. Contemporary. Something like that.
Sure.
Semper Fi or whatever.
But yeah, I don't know. It remains
Semper Fidelis, Tyrannosaurus.
And this is kind of like there's another waiting game with that too. Like, I'd seen like one pull quote I forget who, but like somebody at some part of the Microsoft, like, of the Xbox hierarchy that was like, we expect many of Activision's Blizzard's wonderful properties to continue to be available cross-platform after this acquisition, which, like, that's some phrasing for you.
Mm-hmm.
No more COD on PS4.
And right, mm-hmm, at this point, maybe if it's even like I said, it's probably even less that they want to, like, put Nintendo, the likes of Nintendo and Sony, out of business, and more that, again, that they want to twist their arm in more subtle ways. Like, Microsoft had pitched, I know for sure that I think it was around the, I think this was about, or came out around when they, like, announced fucking Minecraft Steve or whatever in Smash, mm-hmm, that Microsoft had been in talks with Nintendo to put just an Xbox app on the Switch, like,
yeah,
some of those other, like,
that,
you know, Ubisoft or whatever, like, you'd play Assassin's Creed on the Switch, but it's just fucking streaming to the Switch, because the Switch is not powerful enough to play modern Assassin's Creed games. So Microsoft had pitched Nintendo on, like, hey, what if you just let us put an Xbox app in the Switch store, and then, mm-hmm, you know, let us get our beaks a little wet on the Nintendo stuff. And apparently they shut that down straight up, but someday maybe that won't be an option for them anymore. Who knows? So, like, imagine going to your PlayStation and booting it up and then launching the Xbox app and then playing Halo or whatever. Like, what a bizarre thing that could occur.
Your Microsoft's, like, PlayStation the most 6, Dustin.
Because that's where Microsoft's head is at. Like, they'll make hardware, like, in just the same way that they participate in the laptop market and stuff these days. Like, they'll make hardware because there is money in it, but not, they don't want to necessarily preclude other hardware makers from participating. And I totally see that as their future in video games too. But, like, they don't care if the Switch or whatever comes after it, or the next PlayStation or whatever exists, as long as there's money on their end to be made in their existence.
Mm.
So in the same way that, you know, they get, you know, a little licensing fee or whatever every time Dell sells a computer with Windows installed on it, like, as long as there is space for Microsoft to make a non-insignificant amount of revenue from those other platforms existing, I'm sure they'll be totally happy with it. But what, like, how that'll affect the industry, I don't know. We'll have to fucking find out.
Sony's, like, dangling in the water right now, not sure what to do with themselves.
And they're in such a weird position.
How does that even keep going?
Yeah, because they're like, you know, Sony's a pretty big company, but they're like nowhere near. And one of the other here, this headline was particularly vomit-inducing.
Go on.
Codex, one of Bobby Kotick's quotes about this deal was that, quote, Activision needs Xbox to take on trillion-dollar companies.
Yeah.
He was just like, look, we can't compete with Facebook and Amazon and fucking Google in the metaverse space without Microsoft buying us out, which I suppose is true, but is like, that shouldn't be like, that should be alarming to most people.
You'd think.
But, you know, for these guys, it's just like, they don't really care. It's just, you know, what's the next grift? And apparently it's the metaverse, which, like I said, we'll kind of see if that ever manifests in anything or if it just, like, spectacularly bursts in everyone's faces. But Satya Nadella, the Microsoft's true head CEO, like the guy at the top of that company, said something similar here. I had a quote from him, too. It was like, he said, as the digital and physical worlds come together, it will play a critical role in the development of the metaverse platforms, citing Activision specifically, like as part of the reason they're buying them was basically they own a bunch of properties that are valuable. They have some roots in the mobile space that we want, you know, through the King stuff, among other things. And Microsoft, like everybody else, is just like assuming that the metaverse is going to be the next big thing, which is like...
cute.
I don't know, man. We'll cute. See what happens. I am still have my doubts personally, but you know, Facebook's got a lot of money, and if they're putting a lot of money into projects like that, I suspect other companies will too, just to try to keep pace, and we'll see what the fuck happens.
Man, metaverse is gonna be the next like VR.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is like VR has been like, you know, they bought Oculus for a bunch of money, and like they keep trickling out VR products, but like that shit has never in the last, like, in ever since that has come out, it has never made a significant impact
on anything.
Right. Like I've had
a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've had some okay experiences doing some VR stuff, but I've never felt like, oh, this is
it, guys.
I want to do this instead of the other ways I interface with this content, like exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they've never had their breakthrough. Like, they never even had a boom and bust moment in the way that, like, the Wii did.
Mm-mm.
Or, like the Kinect, where, like, there was a thing that you could give to your grandparents and could fuck around with a little bit. And, like, people would make, you know, jokes about it on late night TV because it was in the zeitgeist as a whole in the public for a while. And then it just kind of faded away like fads do. But VR, like, VR's recent reemergence, like the post-Oculus era VR, has never had that moment. Like, it has never been... like this flash in the pan thing that really caught people's attention for a while. It's always been this like weird fiddly enthusiast stuff that some people are really into, but the vast majority of people are not. I just don't know that, like, we'll find out together if infinite amounts of money can change that state of play. But like today, right now, in terms of like how many people give a shit about VR,
zero,
it's not that many people. Like, in terms of relative to the total number of people in the world who exist, or, you know, who are really enthusiastic about video games or whatever, like, it's
or
just...
even just tech, like...
Yeah.
I mean, and more to that, it's like, you know, because I look at this metaverse thing akin to the NFT space, and how, like, it's hyped up by such a fucking minority, and these people dump a ton of money into it, but it's like, it's just like a tiny bubble of people just like literally throwing cash away.
Yeah, right. And most of them are going to be left holding the bag, just like all this other shit, because everybody gets pot committed and, you know, nobody knows when to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the people who started the whole grift in the first place, like the biggest, most powerful players who got the ball rolling in the first place will have a better understanding of the, you know, the state of play than everybody else. So, you know,
yeah,
they deputize people into the cult and then leave them hanging.
It's just another step on the blockchain crypto fucking situation.
Sure,
you know,
but yeah, you're not wrong. Those are intrinsically linked, because that's like part of Facebook's big pitch is going to be like, oh yeah, you can buy this one couch and put it in your fucking shitty virtual apartment or whatever, and like, cool. Totally.
Thanks, Zucks.
Yeah, big Zuck. It's just like it. The people that are biting into this and like going, yeah, they're right. It's like, motherfucker, just watch The Matrix and go, maybe stepping that deep into technology isn't a good idea. But, you know, we were born in the late 80s and early 90s around here. Mm-hmm. So I mean, also, so we have the unique perspective of life before the internet and life with the internet as we grew.
So, oh, we grew? Shit.
As we aged.
There fine. You go.
So, because, you know, the people before us, they grew up without it. Uh-huh. And the people that came after us grew up with it.
Yeah.
So, like, we've seen both sides of the fence and we can go, you know, there's still stuff to do outside, guys. Yeah. We're not totally like under a cloud of smog,
except we are, and it's the plague.
It just makes me think about like the people who have attitudes like that about all the stuff about VR or crypto or whatever. It just makes me think to how bad Ready Player One is in like the non-obvious ways, because like like that book, like it's very easy to like pull the most embarrassing passages from that book and be like, man, this sure is written by a dum-dum. Like, in terms of just, like, embarrassing, just, like, regurgitation of fucking lists of pop culture nonsense or whatever, like, when people were passed around that shit on Twitter. But beyond that, like, and again, I haven't actually read the whole book, but I did watch that fucking movie, which I'm assuming is a direct, like, one-to-one. I'm guessing they didn't take many liberties in the, in, like, what the fuck happens between them. But like that book takes place in a dystopia that like that barely cares that it's a dystopia. Yeah. Like technically bad shit happens, and like it is absolutely technically sad that everybody lives in these fucking trailer parks stacked on top of each other, and the only thing anyone does is go in VR. But like it doesn't make any other than like being an arbitrary point of conflict to keep the plot going. It doesn't make any broader commentary on like the fact that this is a very sad world. Like it's just the world we're living in.
But and, Dustin, the 80s. You know,
video games are fun, right? Like the 80s are cool. 80s. I love war games. I guess it's The Shining in the movie. I did know that they changed that. Like I feel like that's the kind of like. This all just has to be good because, I don't know, I like technology or whatever.
Yeah, and the tech bros that are so entrenched that, you know, being an early adapter into any new technology is a point of pride to them. Mm-hmm. Point of pride. Sorry.
Sure.
Yeah, and but with all those guys, it's just like, you know, no matter how potentially problematic or like deeper into their like rabbit hole they're going with this, they will follow it. It's all those dudes that follow Musk and like the people that are brainwashed by Facebook and crypto. Yeah. And, you know, listen to these like get rich quick guys on the YouTube and everything.
Not the YouTube.
It's just they're being attacked from all angles, and most people are so fucking over this world that they just kind of buy in, I guess.
Yeah, it's just so sad that like literally this is a slight diversion from the what we've been talking about at the core of this acquisition or whatever, but it is just emblematic of how sad the state the world is right now, that like it feels like every single thing, like everything, is just an insincere, cynical grift. Mm. Like, all of it. Almost anything you could participate in monetarily is just, like, there's no such thing as a transaction where, like, I will pay you this money for this product and it will perform as I expect. Like, I feel like almost everything is becoming this, like, this shit will change your life, you gotta get it now, or, like, but you gotta get it over on these other people. Like, does that make sense? Like, it just feels like we're past the point of, like, like anywhere remotely in the realm of just like I will promise you the product that I scribed for, you know, a price that is reasonable. Like, it's just like I don't know, man,
there's still plenty of honest business out there. Like,
Dustin, sincerity is cringe.
So it doesn't feel that way is the problem, Kyle, because they're definitely
the world with the idea that everyone's out to get you, then that's all you ever see. But
they
if
are,
you go
though.
To the store and buy a box of crackers, you get a box of crackers. Like,
until it's revealed that they were made of dead orphans' ashes, and then you're like, well, shit, now I've got to eat the orphan crackers. I'm not just going to throw them away. I paid $2 for these.
You can't, you can't just throw out the orphan crackers.
And you know, Kyle, for what it's worth, we didn't stretch to everything. This was strictly about, like, you know, stuff in the tech space where most of what you're seeing these days is at least a bit of a grift.
It'll grift you. Nothing's griftier.
You just gotta stay vigilant and know what you're dealing with. It's not that hard, but it is frustrating.
Sure. I guess
and
the thing that, right, the
that,
thing...
you're gonna end up believing conspiracy theories off parlor.
Yeah, that's the thing that demoralizes me about this is that, like, I feel like there's barely a difference between the people who believe in, like, QAnon level bullshit and, like, the crypto bros who believe that, you know, Musk is going to take them all to Mars for so they can die on the red soil or whatever. Like I guess technically QAnon is more delusional. Like, it's absolutely more preposterous to believe that, you know, JFK Jr. is alive in Dallas or whatever the fuck. But, like, arguably, the crypto bro shit is more damaging because a ton of people with a ton of power are taking it very, very seriously. I don't know, man. It's, the world we live in is crazy. That's all I've got. The
world we live in is bad.
Let's just know that everyone is not necessarily out to help you or provide a product. It's to make money.
Something like that.
Everyone's out to get me.
Whether that's, you know, through legitimacy or illegitimacy. That's
my illegitimacy child.
Right. But I thought, like Brian was kind of saying, as we weave down this latest path, I think with that, I'm personally mostly tapped out. Like, I'm just going to kind of have to sit with myself and think about this a little more, and we'll see how it unfolds as the days go by. But, off the top of my head, I don't think I have anything else really to offer. Lorraine, Kyle, Brian, you have anything else you want to throw out there before we call?
I mostly just said my piece.
That's
stay
fair.
Stay vigilant.
Uh-huh. Keep your eyes open. If it seems too good to be true,
it
guess
is.
What?
Right.
If that cat girl
also,
is wearing a...
like, I'm gonna say my serious thing before Brian's weird. Video games are not ending. This isn't the end of the world for the world, the universe of video games. And Activision being bought out isn't the worst thing ever, because Activision was a happy company to begin with. And now they're with a less crappy company.
That tone sounds about right. Like, I'll get on board with the way you stated that. Like, yeah,
that's not going to work in the transcript.
Right.
There.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Brian, your thoughts?
It's just the world we live in.
And it sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's a fine world.
No,
it's not. It's not perfect.
So my thoughts are, you know,
the worst thing about this to me was what you were saying earlier, is like, more difficult it'll be for the people of Activision to unionize, which is honestly the worst thing about this, is that you get voted in a behemoth of a financial company like that.
Right.
Impractical, but like everything else about it.
Again,
it has rough implications is kind of the other bad part, is the possibility that, you know, assuming that, like, that the U.S. government operates the way that they have about acquisitions for the past, you know, 50 years, then it can only snowball and get worse and worse until that bubble bursts.
Yeah. And like I said, that's where I'm at with it. Like, I guess just depending on how pessimistic you are, which, you know, I usually am to some degree. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's not that video games are over, but, like, in my mind, based on what we've seen in the past, when companies have gotten bigger and industries have consolidated, it feels like we're on a faster trajectory for video games to get slightly worse consistently over time. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it at the moment. And, you know, we won't see the results of that until, like, years from now when, mm-hmm. like, it's really, like, they've had control of that company for a hot second, among other things, and we see how some of the shit shakes out, but,
shake that shit.
You know, with that, I think we'll call it a show. Thank you.
I have my closing argument.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah.
So you gotta know, if that cat girl is wearing a fucking trucker hat, smoking Lucky Strikes and driving down the road in her big rig, that's not your cat girl girlfriend. That's an NFT. Good night.
Thank you.
Invest now.
Always. You
can buy it from me directly for $200,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not a grift, I promise.
That's right. It'll only increase in value. Can you imagine it not? Come on. You paid $200,000 for it. How could its price go down?
It's a cat girl, for real.
Yeah, with that, we will call it a show. Thank you, Lorraine, for joining me.
Bang, bang.
Thank you, Kyle and Brian, for jumping on with relatively short notice and chatting for a little bit about weird interactions, weird occurrences in the video game space.
They have
spend currency on nothing.
That's right.
Spend currency.
And with that, sign off. We will call it a show. We will see you next time, Internet. Stay safe out there. Unionize your workplace.
Get grifted. Yeah.
And we will be back in the future.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah.